Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Our last segment with Jay Caulfield of AT&T Sports. Our time flies with Jay because we have a lot of fun. I wish we had him for about six more hours. Jay, what do you see the Penguins doing in the offseason? Rutherford said, oh, yeah, something's going to happen. There's been speculation. Maybe a Kessel could be moved. I don't know how they're going to move that contract with 4 years at 6.8. Letang, perhaps. Broussard, they seem committed to, even though he, I thought, was really bad in the playoffs.
Well, Rutherford came out in the Post-Gazette and said he didn't have any regrets over the trade. And he's like the one GM who would tell you if he didn't like the trade,
the Lovejoy deal.
Right.
I mean, do you see Kessel, Letang possibly being moved?
Well, I'm going to go – I think, first of all, as soon as you lose, it's amazing. You win two cups in a row, you lose. And the moment they lose, guarantee you that night, they're going through the numbers and looking at players and saying, what do we need to do immediately? This isn't what the Pittsburgh Penguins go out in the second round. We're not going to stand for that. So they're going to make changes. And when you look at what happened, what was deficient? We talked about goal scoring. We talked about you have the top players in the league, top six forward, and you have Kessel. Could they find the right mix for Kessel with a center? He's in the third line slot. Maybe that doesn't sit well with them.
I don't think it does. There's a big ego involved.
I've been told that they're afraid to move him down because they're afraid he'll sulk.
Yeah. I mean, and look, so when you go with that, so there was no problem when it was Bonino, Hagelin, and Kessel, and they were lighting the league up, when you go, it depends what's happening and what production's taking place. So if you look at this and you sit there and go, we didn't get anything from the third and fourth lines. That was one of the key things. You got to be able to roll three, four lines and get production. So I think they're going to address that. They're going to look at that. They're going to look at, scoring wingers up top. Then you're going to look at defense. I thought their defense wasn't as, to me, you had Chad Ruedel. He's a right-handed shot, and he's your sixth guy. I like the way Chad Ruedel plays, but if you shorten minutes on guys like that and you take ice time, just as we talked about anybody else, you shorten up minutes, their game changed. Everybody gets a little tighter.
It's interesting that Rutherford did say we need more ice time for our bottom pairing guys and less ice time for Chris Letang.
Okay, so
and if we do that, the bottom guys will be better and Letang will be better.
So that's what I'm getting. You took a guy and when you make your minutes shorter, now it's tougher for those players. It without a doubt, any player. We talked about Ryan Reeves, we talked about Broussard. When you don't get the minutes that you're used to or stay in the game minutes, that's hard to get a feel against a high tempo, fast-paced, skilled offense coming at you. So, all right, if you need to do that, that's fine. I also think they need to add to it. I think they need to find and have healthy competition when you get back in the training camp. But to me, that's one part. They're going to look at all these things, and if they had to move bodies because of salary cap, the focal point will always – we're always going to hear Kessel and Letang. But the Kessel deal, to me, that's a lot of money, a lot of
years.
4 years. And his age right now, I mean, you look at
– plus he can block trades.
Yeah, I think he
has
a limited movement clause. Eight teams that he can move.
You know what I think happens?
It's got to be somebody. It's got to be somebody with a lot of money and who has a chance to win. I don't know.
You don't think somebody would bring him in to sell tickets? If you've got a team that has struggled to score goals and doesn't have really a face of the team, here comes a guy that's won two Stanley Cups. You don't think that would?
I don't know how many guys sell tickets. How many players sell tickets?
Yeah, Kessel really does not have the outgoing personality.
I mean, but really, how many guys sell tickets?
You're right.
Yeah, so sell tickets. I mean, I think you got to be a guy that says, wait a minute, I got to get a good centerman. I got to have a guy that can get him the puck. I got a guy that, our power play that you have. It has to be a team that has a chance that needs, a guy. Phil Kessel was leading. Look, he was the Penguins' leading scorer halfway through the season.
Yep.
A lot of things went on from that part to the end of the year. And
you know what I think happened? I think the coach gave the player the benefit of the doubt and said, if you want to keep playing through these injuries, fine. It's up to you. But then he doesn't deliver. Exactly. But when you do that, and I don't sit you down, you have to give it to me in the playoffs, and he didn't.
And I think that's why Sullivan came. Sullivan made him look bad by what he said.
I agree.
Saying, you know, nothing any different than any other player, nothing significant, I can tell you that. I think the coach is tired of him. I really do.
That's my feeling. But to Jay's point, they're not divorcing each other. They're kind of stuck with each other.
That doesn't mean they haven't tried. They tried after last season, as far as I know.
They don't know. I mean, it's a big number.
It's hard to move with that year.
It's a big number. It has to be a perfect situation.
And he was great in the regular season. I mean, I get that. But he stunk in the playoffs. There's no other word to say it. He was awful in the play. He didn't shoot the puck.
Yeah. Well, I think they got to – if they can unload – first of all, I believe Phil – again, Phil Kessel, in his mind, and I get it. In his mind, I get – he's not a third line. He's sitting there going, I'm not a third line player. And if that wore on him, then that's part of it. So, you know, I get it.
But I think they probably made the Brassard trade – so he didn't feel like he was a third-line player. Phil, you're playing with a guy who is a second-line centerman on most teams.
He wanted to play with Malkin.
Hey, I would always say, look at a lot of things how you distribute it. You got to look at a lot of things like, does he get that opportunity when the net's empty on the other end? He's leading the team. Is he a guy that they throw out there?
He's on the first power play unit.
No. That's fine. But I'm saying, what might be getting to a guy that he doesn't like? You know, who knows? We don't know what that could be.
Yep.
But there's a lot of things that, again, still third line player. He's probably, it doesn't sit well. He might want, again, I think it's a hard number to move. No matter who it is, it's a hard number to move with the years that are left on it. Who's going to be a team that wants to take that chance? And also, the Penguins have this makeup to still be a team that there's certain pieces you don't want to eliminate, and it's going to be a really tough decision when they come to move or have to do something, because there's not that many players that are that, when he's on top of his game, that are that lethal
like he does. He's got an
in
unbelievable
certain situations.
Shot.
Jeff, so I think that's tough decisions, tough talks, but if you're not getting along, you got to move on.
What do you do with Hunwick? Because Rutherford said that he wants to get better on defense. He has a guy that's making a lot of money who didn't play. And so if you're saying it's hard to move Kessel, you're talking about moving a guy that had 92 points last year. Hunwick was healthy scratch through the entire playoffs. How do you move that contract?
Yeah, but he's a couple million dollars, and he's got 1 year left on it. So to me, Matt Hunwick had a tough go from injuries. He comes back, he gets hurt. He's starting to play good, getting the feel of the team in the lineup, gets hurt, comes back and can never find his space. He was on the offside a number of times. That doesn't seem to be him. He got himself in a bad spot as an athlete on a team. So to me, that's an easier, somebody could, you know, just because he didn't play here doesn't mean he's not going to be, look at the players that are elsewhere. Sometimes, just a change of scenery for a player.
Look at Schultz.
He's no kid. I think it was his birthday yesterday. I believe 33. He's no kid.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough. But he can skate. He can. There's things he can do that teams.
Why
will
do you
want
think
that.
He can't do that here?
Well, you gotta have somebody that believes in you, and gives you that feel too, that look, that opportunity. I said you have to have a coaching staff that believes in you, that you're a guy here. We want. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. What's in the locker room? If he's your guy and
man,
he starts
he fell
to feel
out of favor with
he
them
did.
Fast.
But he went through a lot too as a player, Andrew. So that's the one thing that's tough. But so be it. That's not an excuse. But he went through a lot. Then when you don't get that look, when they turn on you, that's the way it goes. And we all have been through it, a lot of it, in a lot of situations. So hope. But if he's here, he's your set. You got seven guys, and now you know what you got to make what you're looking at, and how do you want to improve it? And if they can move him. It'll probably if Matt Hunwick might say good. Good for me to move on.
Fresh start for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, good for him to
Jay,
move on.
We've enjoyed it so much. Jay, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester. We've enjoyed this so much during this season. We can't wait to talk to you again. Hopefully we'll get you around the free agent time.
Fine.
You come into the studio with us. You've done that in the past. We love every second of it. Stay well. Have a great summer, and we'll be in touch.
Same to you guys.
Make sure you get enough golf in. Can you make sure you
yeah,
do
how
that,
how are you Jay? Hitting them, by the way?
Oh, I'm coming back.
You're hitting them often. You're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, I stink. Yeah. I think I need your coaching or something.
Well, just know. Watch Mario. Watch Pierre. There's another buddy of ours, Dave Swanson, a local
business
guy.
Do they beat you?
Oh, they're good. They're really good. I said, Tak and I, we're grinding away. We're always trying to find our way. But those guys are really good. So if you watch a good swing, Andrew, that's what you need to see. Somebody with a really good, smooth, good tempo swing. Those are the guys to watch.
All right, we're about ready to hit the halfway point. Stay with us. We're Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.